All right, today we're going to talk about little things that you can do to make it easier to go live. All right. I've talked about these things before, but when you've done 602 episodes, not everybody's going to find old content where you've talked about it. And guess what? When you're doing influencer marketing and social media and education and whatever, you re-talk about things all the time. Or you readdress things. You readdress things all the time. Because new people come into the fold all the time. And you can't assume that because you talked about something 2 years ago that the people that come into the fold now are going to find that old episode, and you got to educate them just as well. So let me tell you a couple of the things that I do to make it easier to go live. One of the big things I do is I have remote control power strips. Now, these usually are only available for sale around Christmas. And they sell them so that you can stick it behind your Christmas tree and plug all the Christmas lights into this thing. And then this thing plugs into the wall. And then you have a little remote control that controls it. And you can turn it on and off from a distance. And that way you don't have to climb behind your tree every year, every time you want to turn it on or off, to turn it on or off. And I found a nifty 3-pack of these things at Lowe's last year. And actually, I found it after the holidays were over with, and I was going to buy it at full price, and it was on sale for $5, and it was like a $50 3-pack set where there's three different outlet strips. Each outlet strip has like three plugs. So it's not like a 12 plugs in strip, like a strip that you would buy at Target or Lowe's or something that's long that has like 8 or 10, maybe 12 plugs and the little lighted button at the end. No, this is like three little individual things that plug into the wall, and then you can plug three things into the top of it. So it's a total of 9 things in 3 different plugs. So what I do is I plug a power strip into each one, and that gives me more plugs. And then I have one designated to the lights in my studio, like the lights that I use when I'm not going live, like lamp light. And then I have one plugged into all the bright lights that I use for when I'm going live, the LED lights that I have that light up my room nice and make it look nicer. And then I have one from all my audio. And so I know which buttons on this remote control. Number one turns on all of my lamp lights. Number two turns on my audio. Number three turns on my LED lights. And that way, like, I don't need to test the LED lights. I know they're going to go on, but I need to test the audio. So, like, I turn the LED lights on right about at the moment I'm going live because they warm up the room. They're bright. I don't really like to have them on. So it's the last thing that I do. And it's the first thing I turn off when the broadcast is ending. And I can test my audio and all that, and the lamp lights aren't on, and it's wonderful. But a lot of the times, if you have multiple pieces of equipment, let's say that you have I used to have a mixer, a compressor, I used to have several interfaces. I had a lot of equipment that needed to be plugged in. I had a digital voice recorder, I had an iPad that I was using as a jukebox. I mean, I had things going on in my office, a lot of things plugged in. I don't want to have to turn them all on. I don't want to have to individually. I want to flip one switch and all the audio comes on. I want to flip one switch and all the video comes on. I want to flip one switch and all the lights come on. Simple. Okay. Another thing that you can do that's pretty much it is, I mean, there are other little things, I suppose. I use lower thirds. And I use Wirecast, and I like to set up shots for a show, and I use and I save it as a file. So I have the whole show arranged, and it's saved as a file. And, I mean, this is kind of probably advanced. You're not going to know what I'm talking about. But basically, I create lower thirds and graphics for the screen in Photoshop. And so, like, let's say I have a show called Who's Who. And I'll have like three different lower thirds for the Who's Who show, graphics and things. And so I'll create three different scenes or shots within Wirecast. But let's say that in one of the shots and one of the pieces of art that I create in Photoshop has a date in it or a name of a guest. Well, I just name the file like Who's Who 1 or Who's Who 2 or Who's Who Guest or Who's Who Guest 2. And that way I can go in and I never change the name of the file, but I can change the file itself. I can go in and change the name of the guest. I can go in and change the date. And when I save it as the file with that particular name, Wirecast just opens up the file name. It doesn't care what the information is inside the file. It just opens up the file name. And as long as you don't change the file name, when you open up your Wirecast, boom, there it is. And it has the updated information where you've updated the date in the file or you've updated the name in, you know, so that way, you know, the lower thirds. One day it might say Professor Niz. One day it might say Ross Brand. One day it might say, but the file name never changes. I just go in and edit the file and save it as the same name. Little things that you can do to make it easier to go live. I'm telling you, folks. One more thing, too. This is kind of not necessarily going live, but it's in doing a live video show where you have a guest. One thing you can do is when you're calendaring guests, you use something like Calendly, and you have a link, and you send your guests a link, and they can select a day of a show, and that's when you go live. That way you're not going back and forth trying to pin a date down. That's a pain in the ass.